to the Mishnah on the Samach Tesamid days. Emosai maybe Chagiga Emo. Along with the Korban Pesach, even though we'll see the Gemara says this is not a chova, doesn't necessarily always come, you bring a Korban Chagiga, which is basically a shlamim. The Gemara will discuss what the tnayim of that shlamim are, along with the Korban Pesach on the 14th. When you shech the Korban Pesach on the 14th, you also bring this shlamim along with it, the Korban Chagiga. Then there's another Chagiga. That's the Chagiga you bring on the 15th. Chagiga Chamishasa. That's the next day. That's the Chagiga that you bring, l'shem, what's it called, the halacha is, on Yom Tov, you have to bring an Olas Riyah when you go into the Azara, and the Korban Chagiga, what's it called, that's Shalmei Simcha, that you bring Shlomim in order to be Yotzi, the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. So the Gemara says like this, a Mosai maybe Chagiga Ima, when do you bring the Chagiga on the 14th, together with the Korban Pesach? This man shubo bechol b'tar of a muad. When the Korban Pesach falls, when Erev Pesach falls on a weekday, and you're bringing it b'tahara, not to mahutra b'tzibur, not when most of the tzibur is tamei, but you're bringing it b'tahara, and when you don't have a lot of people, what's it called, you have just the opposite. You have a lot of people, and the Korban Pesach isn't enough to go around to make everybody full. So then you bring the Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach, in order that people should eat from the Chagiga, and the Korban Pesach should be eaten, our sova should be eaten when you're full. It was man shubo b'Shabbos, but if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the meruba, or you have a lot of people, the Korban Pesach is big enough that everybody could eat, and be full from that. You don't need other meat. Or the tuma. Or the Korban Pesach is being brought betumah because most of the klal is tameh. Then aim with the animal chagiga. Then you don't bring a chagiga. Chagiga ha'isabo min ha'tzonim min ha'bokar min ha'kvosim min ha'izim min ha'schor min ha'kevos. And the chagiga could be brought from any animal, whether it was bokar, keves, or eiz, and male or female, unlike the Korban Pesach, which had to be brought from either kvasim or izim, and had to be a zacher. V'necheles v'shnei yomim v'layla echa. And the chagiga is eaten for 2 days and a night, like a shlamim, unlike the Korban Pesach that's only eaten that night till chatzos till chatzos. Okay, Rashi. Emos en levim no chagiga. V'gmora boy my tana le'el v'toni chagiga. I was going to ask, what do we mention before that all of a sudden we're talking about the Chagiga? We didn't mention the Chagiga yet. This is the Chagiga that you bring together with the Korban Pesach on the 14th. Can you all think Mar learn out? This man Shabbat b'chol v'tara, the Afagav the Pesach dochi Shabbos v'tuma, Chagiga lo dachi Shabbos. Even though the Korban Pesach is dochi Shabbos, the Chagiga is not dochi Shabbos. There's too little Pesach, there's too many people, and too little Pesach for them to eat it and be full. Then you eat the Korban Chagiga first, in order that Pesach should be eaten last, it should be a choshev achila. You're eating it not because you're hungry, you're eating it after you're already full, which is gives it chashivas. However, if there's a small amount of people and enough Korban Pesach to go around that you should be full from the Korban Pesach itself, the dailohem Pesach levado, minatzonu minatboker mashen kima Pesach. Pesach doesn't come from tzonu boker, sheinu bo minatboker v'lo minatakevus. Korban Pesach you can't bring except from a seh or an eiz, not from other animals, and not a female. Okay. My time of the Tani Chagiga, why are we all of a sudden talking about the halachos of Chagiga? We didn't mention the Chagiga. So it says, Tana ha-kavoso v'ha-voso to lo dachi Shabbos. V'ktani nami Chagiga to lo dachi Shabbos. The continuation of the Mishnah is that in the previous Mishnah we talked about things that are not Docha Shabbos in the Korban Pesach, And now we're extending it that the Korban Chagig is also Matoche Shabbos. The Hachi Korban. Ema San Medini Mo Chagiga is Manchu Babacho Betar of Amulet. Okay. That's what the continuation of the Mishnah is. Just like there are things in the Korban Pesach that are not Docha Shabbos, similarly, you only bring a Chagiga when it falls Bechol, but on Shabbos, the Chagiga is also not Docha Shabbos. Rashi Tana HaKavasa, the Korban Nomi Bahak Seif, Oim Asai Medin. Rashmin and the Chagiga Nomi Lodachi Shabbos, Afilu Shchita Dila. Even the Shchita, the Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos, and on the other hand, the Shchita of Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, just there are other things that are not Docha. And the Chagiga, nothing is Docha. Okay. Omer Vashi, Shema Mino, Chagiga, Sarbosar, Lav Chovahi. So Vashi says, you see from here, that it's not a Chovah to bring the Chagiga on the 14th, because if it would be, then it would be Docha Shabbos, just like the Korban Pesach. Iso Kedai, the Chovahi, Tesei B'Shabbos, the Tesei B'Meruvah, the Tesei B'Tumah, Uvamuot. What's it called? The Tesei B'Tumah. So if it would be a chovah, then you should have to bring it no matter what. Whether you had a lot of people, a small amount of people, whether it was brought betuma, just like Korban Pesach is a chiyuv. All korbanos that are a chovah for that day are you allowed to bring on Shabbos. Well, it says, v'mu'at mi'u. However, it's necessary when it's not docha Shabbos, when it doesn't have to be docha Shabbos, it falls during the week, and you're bringing it to Tara, right? And there's not enough Korban Pesach to go around to fill people up, so then you do bring a chagiga. So if it's not a chovah, what's the purpose? My timer asher kidetanya. Chagiga haboy ma pesach nechelas tchila, kidei shea pesach nochel ala sova. In order the Korban Pesach should be eaten ala sova. Rashi, ala sova, shu nehenen bachila sova techoshiv lohen. In order it should be nehenen, when you eat it, it should be considered an important eating. Now the halacha is, from Rashi, it's mashma that it's a halacha like thy kodshim. There's a halacha l'moshcha b'hem, that you all kodshim are eaten ala sova, in order that the eating should be a chosh of the eating. So if that's the case, why is Korban Pesach any different than any kodshim? So, and also, the chora, the chagiga, also has to be eaten ala sova, because also kodshim. So now we're in the Korban Pesach. So basically, I say the following, that, first of all, some hold that the din of eating kodshim ala sova is only the kohen's part, not the bialim's part. A regular shlomim, or like this chagiga, there's no inyan that the bialim have to eat the korban, the chashivas. The kohanim's part has to be eaten the chashivas, not the bialim's part. So if that's the case, the korban chagiga doesn't have to be eaten ala sova. The korban pesach is a special halacha here, since the ikra of the korban is to be eaten, right? And unlike a shlamim or whatever, therefore, even the bialim's part has to be eaten the chashivas. That's the way they're masber Rashi. Others say that even the bialim's part has to be eaten ala sova. And in Chinam, it's a halacha, the same halacha would apply to the chagiga, whatever. So the chora, then how come you're not eating the chagiga ala sova? He says two ways of eating ala sova. One is that the eating itself has to be when you're full. Or no, that the end, when you finish eating that thing, you're full. At the end, it knows you're eating the kodshim in a meal, that at the end of the meal, you'll be full. Not that you'll remain hungry. That's called the chosh of the eating. So really, the chagiga is also on a sofa. Because by the time you eat the Pesach, right, you have eaten the chagiga and the Pesach in a meal, then in the end, you were full. That's good enough. But if you don't bring the chagiga and you finish the Pesach, you won't be full at the end of the Pesach either. So in order to be able to be full at the end of the meal, you have to have other meat to supplement the Pesach. Okay.
What?
What?
Why carbon? Why both? Make yourself full. Maybe matzah.
No. So they, what's it called? Why do you have to dafka bring a chagiga? So the Rambam learns that the korban chagiga is min haTorah. It's just not a chovah. The Torah spoke about a korban chagiga on the 14th, and the purpose of it was for this. So, and others learn, no, it's in the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah wanted to make sure that you're going to eat it ala sova, so they made you bring another korban. That's all. And also because you have to, this way you'll have to eat it, right, together with the Pesach, so you won't, if the kid couldn't make a din, you have to eat steak. Here they made a din, you'll have a korban, you'll have to eat. Okay. Tosfos learns, brings down Yerushalmi, that which korban Pesach is nechel ala sova is a din d'rabbanan. Because we're afraid, and it, again, the part of the bialin doesn't have to be eaten even by korban Pesach als ala sova als korbanos. It's a special din d'rabbanan by korban Pesach that if you don't eat it ala sova, if you're not full when you eat korban Pesach, we're afraid you'll break bones. But if you're already full, you won't break the bones to get to the marrow. So therefore, the rabbanim were misakin to bring a korban chagiga. So you'll be full already when you eat the korban Pesach. You won't break the bones of the korban Pesach.
Erev Pesach you can eat, so you should eat matzah b'teavon. And now they make you to get full, and then you can't eat b'teavon again.
No, so it's all part of the same meal. In other words, if you eat during the day, you won't eat the mitzvahs b'teavon. But at one meal, right, you'll eat the dessert b'teavon if you haven't eaten all day. That's still b'teavon. But we want you to eat ala sova, that you shouldn't be starving. That's the idea. But teyavon you can still have, as long as you're eating it all in the same meal, that's called teyavon. If you eat in the daytime, right, you fill yourself up, you won't want to eat at night, b'chlar. But here you want to eat, except that you finish the meal, you're eating ala sova, you're not eating because you're starving anymore. But it's the whole meal still the teyavon. Okay, the necheles l'shnei yomim, masnisin d'loke ben tema. Our Mishnah does not go like Ben Tema. The Tanya Ben Tema Omer Chagiga Haborma Pesach Harayuka Pesach. That the Chagiga that comes with the Pesach has the same din as Korban Pesach. The Einan Achelis Ela Liyom Velayla. And you can only eat it for that day and the night. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, then only till Chatzos. The Chagigas Chamishosor Necheles L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. And the Chagiga you bring on the 15th, Chagiga for Yontif, that's a regular Shlomit. That you eat for 2 days and a night. The Chagigas Arbosor Yotzi Bo Mishum Simcha, the Ein Yotzi Bo Mishum Chagiga. And the Chagigas Arbosor, you Yotzi Mitzav Simchas Yontif with that. In other words, at night, if you eat that, you Yotzi Simchas Yontif, but you're not Yotzi the Halacha of a Chagiga that you have to bring on the 15th, you're not yotzei by eating this meat on the 15th. Because this is what's it called, this is not brought for that purpose. Rashi. V'necheles l'shnei yomim chagigas chamishosa. V'nafkel m'sechas chagigami v'chagosa moso chag l'ashem. We learned you have to bring a chagiga, you have to bring a korban ola, an ola shriya, and a korban chagiga on yontif. So that, what's it called, is a regular shlomim, 2 days and a night. Yotze bo mishum simcha, im ikva ad l'mocher v'shachta, if you held off that chagiga, you didn't shecht it on the 14th, but you were mafresh it as a chagiga sarbosar, and you didn't need it. You found out that people dropped out of the chabura, and you have plenty of korban pesach to eat, so you didn't bring that korban on the 14th. Right? It's not a halacha that it's you're over anything, you'll mafresh it, it's like a regular shlomim. So instead of bringing it on the 14th, you wait and you bring it on the 15th. And you want to bring it now, the shame chagigas chamishosar.
Why can't you say that he did bring it on the 14th, because he has leftovers?
No, because it's halacha, not only the eating, you have to shecht it on the 15th. The chagosim
no,
also
chag.
What? Not the simcha, yeah, but here we're talking about chagiga. Yotzi ba mishum simcha, mishum shami simcha. You could use it for shami simcha. Of course, it could be also, the halacha is that shami simcha have to be shechted bisman simcha. You can't eat a korban that was shechted before yantif for simchas yantif. Therefore, the first night, you're not chayiv in simcha. Because there's no way you could be yotzi in the time of the Beis HaMikdash because you couldn't bring a shlomim on yantif before yantif. The shlomim had to be shechted bisman simcha. So in order to be yotzei simchas yomtif with it, you have to shecht it on yomtif. So therefore, that's what Rashi says. If you held it and didn't shecht it till the 15th, you could use that and be yotzei the mitzvah of simchas yomtif with that chagigas arbasar. Even though you separated it for a chagigas arbasar, you didn't need it for arbasar, you shechted it b'chamishasar, you could be yotzei simcha.
The apple gav shemufresh es v'omedesi kvar, even though you already separated it, and you're chayiv to bring it, right? The shamei simcha chol v'hein, and shamei simcha rechiyuv. So the chor of the halacha is anything that's a chiyuv doesn't come from something that you're chayiv already, doesn't come from maaser or anything that you're chayiv already. V'ha de kaimelon kol davar shemechova einu bo elamin achulim. Something that you have to bring from chulin, not from something you already chayiv. In the time of the decree, the zavachta pesach ad sol nuvoker v'halo ein pesach bo elamin akvasim u'min ha'izim. Says the zavachta pesach sol nuvoker. The chori you can't bring a pesach from sol nuvoker, only from kvasim and izim. Im kein lama nemer boker l'hakish kol haba min atzom u'boker l'pesach ma pesach davar shulchova. They ain't no boy element of chulin. Afkan shulchova. They ain't no boy element of chulin. Right, so the chora, how should you be able to use this for shamei simcha? It was already was chayiv to bring it as chagigas arbosa. It already had a chiyuv. So how can you bring something to be yotzei another chiyuv from something you already were chayiv to bring? Chani mile bechovos v'yama. Aval shamei simcha is rabbi meseches chagiga medetanya b'sifri. The Samachta, the Rabbos, Komine Simcha. That Shamei Simcha you can bring from anything. Any korban that you had to bring. As long as you'll eat it. Right? And you brought it on Yontif. And you eat it on Yontif is good enough. You don't have to dafka bring it as a, to be Yotze Shamei Simcha. That's by a neder or a nedava that I brought the first day Yontif. If you hold Nidorim and Nedavas are korib on Yontif. Or I brought on a Chol HaMoed. And I want to be yotzei the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So I, what's it called, I'm allowed to use that for Simchas Yontif. Special pasuk. That as long as you eat something, right, even if you didn't bring it bedavka for this, you brought it for something else, but you ate it on Yontif, you yotzei Simchas Yontif. Yachol af ba'opos u'menachos. I might think you yotzei even with opos or menachos. Tamid lomar b'chagecha. Mi shechagiga b'amidhin. Something the chagiga comes from. But you can be yotze simchas yontif, shalnei simcha, with anything that that you eat on yontif that was brought on yontif. Yotze opos mikano mi Yisrael yotze midei chavosim benedar nedavos. A yid brings a neder nedav on yontif, he can eat that and be yotze the mitzvah of simcha. I forgot the mechuyav omeru, even though it's something that he was chayiv to bring anyway. But here's the exception. It's exception to the rule. That's why you can be yotzei simchas yontif with what's it called with chagigas arbasa. But the ain yotzei ba mishum chagigas chamishasa. But if you saved it over to the 15th and you shefted it, you can't use it for chagigas chamishasa, because anything that you have to bring from chulin, not from something you already chayiv. Kidamor and davar sheyes bo chova eino bo elam min achulin. Kolam mishalal, you have to bring it from yours, not from something anyway. You have to give. Kolam imashu mechuyu va'omed. The zem mikvar niskar shemiesmo. That's why you can't bring use things to be yotzei your chov, yotzei a neder with something already you made a neder on that you have to bring anyway. Something that's already chayiv and meiser. You can't bring something that you're chayiv to do from meiser. Now you can't pay your shul dues, which you're chayiv, from Mos Meisah. Same idea. Okay, so Shalmi Simcha you could be yotzei, but not Chagigas Chamishasa. Okay. My time of the Bentema, why does Bentema hold that the Chagigas Arbasa has the same din as Korban Pesach, and he could only bring it from an Eiz or a Keves, and it's only eaten till Chatzos, not like a regular Shlomim. Kinamashni Rav v'chia b'rei, like Rav taught his son Chia. V'lo yodin laboker zeva chag ha-pesach. Zeva chag ze chagiga. Zeva chag refers to the chagiga that you bring together with the Pesach. Ha-pesach k'mashmo, and ha-pesach refers to the Pesach. The Omer Achmona lo yodin. And the Torah said, you can't leave it over. Mashmi, you have to eat it after that night, just like the Korban Pesach. See? my time with the Omer Ein Echolin El Yom Belayla, why does then tame a whole that a Chagigas Arbasar is not like a Shlomim that you can eat it for 2 days and a night, but it's like Korban Pesach that you can't eat more than that night. So because there's a Hekesh, right, between Zevach and Zevach Chag and HaPesach. Iboyelahu. Leben Tema, Necheles Sli, Oin, or Necheles Sli. Is that Hekesh help? That not only in the time that it has to be eaten, but the way it has to be eaten. Just like Korban Pesach has to be eaten roasted, maybe the Chagiga Sarbosa has to be roasted too. Where it says, Ki'akshi Rachmon LePesach Lelina. Maybe the Hekesh was only legabe how long you could eat it, which is Mefurish in the Pasuk, or maybe not. The Hekesh is for everything. Avalit Shli, Lahol Gil Meloshna, Toshma, Halayla Hazer Kulo Shli. Says in the Mishnah later on that one of the Manishtanas is every night we can eat all different kinds of meat. Tonight everything is Shli. Rav Chisda Zudiv Ben Taima. Rav Chisda said this fits Ben Taima more than anybody else, because by him it's mamish kulo tzli. All the meat you're going to eat, both the korban chagiga and the korban pesach, have to be tzoli, shmamina. The Rambam Lamaisa brings down this nusach, and he also passes not like Ben Taima, that the chagiga can be eaten even boiled. So why is it kulo tzli l'chor? This nusach is only according to Ben Taima. They say no. Rav Chisda said it fits Ben Taima better. But you could explain it according to the Chachamim too. Kulo Shli doesn't mean all the meat we eat tonight has to be roasted. It means all the meat of the Korban Pesach has to be roasted. Normally you bring a Korban, some you make steaks, some you make flunkin, some you make whatever. But in the Korban Pesach, everything has to be roasted. So Kulo Shli, right, or others say Kulo Shli is like Kulo Morer. The Chor, you don't have to eat Morer, you can eat other things, even Pesach night. But the mor has to be kulo mor. It can't be boiled or whatever. So the tzli, by Korban Pesach, has to be kulo tzli. So in any case, but the Gemara of Chisda said it fits Ben Tema better. E boilahu, the Ben Tema, bom in a bakar, in a bom in a bakar. How about, does it have to be like Korban Pesach, that it can only come from a kevis or an ace? Or it could even come from a calf? Bomin on a keva, so in a bomin on a keva. Could it come from an akeva, or it has to come dafka from a zohar, like Korban Pesach? In other words, is it compared to Korban Pesach in everything, or only certain things? Bo bashte shanim, or in a bo bashte shanim. Could it be more than a year old? Or does it have to be like Korban Pesach, dafka a year old? Up to a year. Ki akshirach one of the Pesach midi de'achila, av alechor mililo, only the way you eat it. How long you eat it and how you eat it is the Hekesh. But not what kind of korban it's going to be. Or maybe not. Maybe the Hekesh is across the board. They have another Shaila, right, is how do you bring the Damim? If that's something the Gemara doesn't speak about. Right, by a Shlomim, you sprinkle the Dam on the catty quarters of the Mizbeach. On a Pesach, you pour the dam on the yisod of the mizbeach. So how do you bring the domim of the what's it called, the chagigas arbasa? Do you pour it on the yisod, or do you what's it called? Do you sprinkle it on the caddy quarters of the mizbeach like a shlomim? That the Gemara doesn't say, and that's a taka shaila too. Toshma Rashi, my timer. Right, because of this Hekesh of Lo Yolin. So does that apply to everything to do with the eating? Necheles Tzli, Tzorek Loch Latzli, you have to eat it roasted. Halayla Azek Kulo Tzli, Masnisen Iba Perik Basra. It's a mission of the last Perik. Kulo Tzli, Atiloh Chagiga, it's Mashma, everything you eat that night has to be roasted, including the Chagiga. Lemidi Dachila, Dazoris Lina, Tzivu Yachilahi. Maybe it's only hukash for things to do with eating. How long you can eat it and how you have to eat it. But not what kind of animal it has to be. Okay. Toshma. Chagiga habo ima pesach, harehu ke pesach. Right? The chagiga that comes together with the korban pesach has the same din as korban pesach. Bo min atzon, vein bo min abokar, b'therish abraisa. You have to bring it dafka from tzon and not from boker. Bo min ha-schorin v'ino bo min ha-kevos. Bo ba-shnoso v'ino bo ba-shtei shonim. V'ino necheles el yom v'laiva. V'ino necheles el tzli. V'ino necheles el nuyot. It has to be dafka for that chabura, just like Korban Pesach. Man shamis l'disli ha-shvora ben temer. Who's the one who holds that according to Chagigas Arbosar has to be eaten only that night and not 2 days in a night, like the Mishnah says? That's Ben Tema, not the Rabbanan. Shema Minah, Kula Milsa, Boinan. So you see, according to Ben Tema, the Hekesh is across the board, and it has to be exactly like Korban Pesach. Shema Minah. Rashi. Hai Svara, Inan Echel, Sala Yom Galayla. Who's the one who holds that Chagigas Arbosar can only be eaten a day and a night? That's Ben Tema. Because the Chachamim and the Mishnah hold it's 2 days and a night. Like a Shlomo. Shema Minah, Kulu Asim. Kulu Mili de Pesach Asim b'Chagiga b'Awe Hekesha. So you see the Hekesha is across the board that it has to be exactly like Korban Pesach, according to Ben Tema. Iboy Elohu, the Ben Tema. Yesh b'mishum shvira setzim or ain't b'mishum shvira setzim. According to Ben Tema, are you allowed to break the bones of a Chagiga? Is it compared to the Korban Pesach, even for halachas that are not specifically involved with the animal itself and the eating itself, but halachas that have to do outside halachas, like Shviras Ha'etzim, Afal Gav the Ki'ak Shirach Mon LePesach, Omar Kor Bo below the Chagiga. Maybe there's a mute. It says the Etzem of Sishbru Bo. So it comes to exclude, this halach only applies to the Korban Pesach, and even though the Chagiga is compared to the Korban Pesach, the bow excludes it, right? The Lubba Chagiga, Odilma, high bow, the kosher Lubba Pesach, maybe not. The bow doesn't come to exclude the Korban Chagiga, because that's exactly like Korban Pesach. And you're not allowed to break bones in the Chagiga either. It says, Etzem Losishbru bow. Bow means if the Korban's kosher, then you can't break the bones. But if the carbon's possible, there's no inyan of not breaking bones in a possible carbon Pesach. So that's the shayla. Rashi. Tashma. So that's the shayla. Is the chagiga, is it also to break the bones of the chagiga sarbos or not? Tashma. Sakin shenimtzeis barbos. You find the knife. Okay, you don't know if it's Tahar or Tomei. And you found it on the 14th day of Nisan, Shochet Bamiyad. You can assume that the person already tovel that knife, if it was Tomei, the day before. Because he couldn't tovel it on Erev Pesach to use it to Shech Korban Pesach, because you need Harav Shemesh. So you'd have to have tovel the day before, and by the morning, by the night of the last night, it will be tar. Right? And everybody tovel their knives to Shech. Korban Pesach, you can assume that this knife was either tar, or if it was tameh, it already was toveled. If you found it on the 14th. Bishloshasar, if you found it on the 13th, there's no raya that the person was toveled. He still has time to be toveled later. Maybe he'll be toveled later in the afternoon. So therefore, maybe it's tameh. So shone umatpil. You have to tovel it again, just in case it was tummy, right? And again means even if the guy was really tovel it, you don't know. So you have to tovel it. What's it called? Could be the first time, could be the second time. Could be the person already was tovel it, could be not. But there's no raya he was tovel it yet for the sake of shechting on the 14th, because he still has time to tovel it one second before shkia and let then the shkia come after the tzvila. Rashi, Shochet Bob, Tischo Miyad. You can use the knife to shecht your Korban Pesach immediately. The Ain't Sorek Lahadbilo Zeha Motzah. Person who finds it doesn't have to be tovelet. The Mistameh Bilua Baaleha Im Tmeo Haisa. Because the Bailin probably already toveled it from the day before. Hit Bilua Beshlosha Sor Kadeshi Harav Shemesh Vitei Tahara Biarbosa. It could be talking about a knife that has no sin and you're allowed to keep. You just don't know if the original Bailin toveled it. Or it could be that it's talking where you can't keep it. But so you can use the knife to do a mitzvah, just like you can use anything of somebody else's without his permission to do a mitzvah. Shono matbil klomer apel pisha sofik shema hit pilo abaylim. Doesn't really mean you do it twice, because we're not sure if the guy told it or not. So shona means you're doing it again. Means it's possible you're tovling it a second time. And he already was tovling it, but it's possible not. So you have to do it. Zesh shonu matbila misafik. Shema dain loit bilua. He has to tovel it because maybe it wasn't tovel. Shohayullah and shows biyom lat bilu lariv shimsha. There was still time on the 13th to tovel it. Maybe the guy lost it. He was on his way to the mikveh to tovel it. And it wasn't toveled yet. But on the 14th, we assume it was toveled from the day before. Kopitz, that's for a knife, which is used for shechita. A kopitz is an axe. An axe is usually not used for shechita. It could be used for shechita. But it's usually used to cut up the meat after the shechita. It's a butchering knife. Bein bazeh, shonu matbil. Then you have to tovel it again. Whether you found it on the 13th or the 14th. There's no raya on the 14th that the guy already toveled it. Why? Because a kopitz, you're not going to use for Korban Pesach because you can't break the bones. So what are you going to use it for? On the 15th, you're going to use it to cut up the Korban Chagiga of the 15th, the Korbanos you bring on the 15th. So there's still time to total it on the 14th and let it have Harav Shemesh the night of the 15th, and then you use it on the 15th to cut up your Korbanos. So an axe, there's no raya even on the 14th that it was totaled already. Because you don't need it for the 14th, you're going to need it for the 15th. Moshe's money. Ilei marabonon, if it goes according to the rabbonon, who don't compare Korban Pesach to Korban Chagiga, maishno sakin de matbil de chazi le Pesach, kopitz nami, hachazi le Chagiga. Right? The maisha, why is it only on the 13th that you have to be total the... Now, the guy was money. It's mashma that you can't use a kopitz on what's it called on the 14th or the 14th at night because the Korban Pesach, you can't break the bones, so you won't need a kopitz. Okay? Ine Rabbanan, the Lomakshi Chagiga LePesach, if this goes according to the Rabbanan, who don't compare Korban Pesach to Chagiga. The Einbo is a Shvira Setzim. According to them, for sure you're allowed to break the bones of the Chagiga. It has no connection to the Pesach at all. Right? Maishno Sak in the Mat. Bilo Ba'aleo Me'esmo U'mok Minu Mahash Da Becheskes Tar Lamotsoa Mishum Dechazi Le Lepaylim Barbos Le Pesach Lishot Hiltach At Bilo Me'esmo Du Nahavi Le Harav Shemesh V'holo Chayshin Al Shema Of Delo Ze Yomim Rabin Devarei Hayom Nochli Mimenu. We're not afraid that maybe he lost it days ago and he didn't have a chance to be told it. We assume that it was lost in the hustle and bustle of Erev Pesach. The Nitosha B'Shach Tzaregel Ha'amrad Ain Shoah Shom B'Makom Nifilos Shlo Kimsa. Because if it had been lost days before, somebody would have found it already. There's so many people there. So if you just found it today, the Stamma was lost today. Okay? So Chazi L'Chagigah L'Shvira Satzomos V'Yat B'Lom Yesmo. According to the Rabbanan, right, that you surely can break the bones of the Chagiga Sarbasar, then why don't we assume that an axe was also toveled the day before? If you find an axe on the 14th, Mestama, the guy needs it for his Korban Chagiga. So he toveled it the day before. So why, if you find an axe on the 14th, can't you use it, right, and assume it's still Tameh, you have to tovel it again, why don't you assume that the person toveled it before because he wants to use it for Chagiga? So it can't be according to the Rabbanan, because according to them, for sure, you have the same svara by a knife as you have by an axe. Both are usable. On the 14th, the Mestama, the guy toveled it the day before. So why, if you find that on the 14th, you have to re-tovel the axe? Misafi. Ela, it has to be, it goes according to Ben Tema. And the reason the axe is not usable b'chalal on the 14th, because you can't break the etzem, not of the Chagiga, and not of the Korban Pesach. So you have no use for an axe on the 14th or the 14th at night. The first time you'll need the axe is on the 15th. Therefore, it's possible you weren't total it on the 13th, you'll total it later on the 14th, the guy who owned it. Elulav to Ben Temri. Must be that this brisa goes according to Ben Tema. And the reason there's a difference between an axe and a knife on the 14th is because the axe you can't use on the 14th. It must be that Ben Tema holds that you can't break the bones of a chagiga either. So you see from here that what's it called, that you can't break the bones of a chagiga. So Mara says, no. Lo. La'olam Rabbanim. Really, it goes according to the Rabbanim. And normally, if you found it on the 14th, both the axe and the knife, you could assume was tovel the day before. Because the axe the person can use for the chagiga, and the knife for what's it called, for Korban Pesach. Ukegon Shabbat b'Shabbos. It's talking where Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So there is no chagiga. So the only thing you're going to bring is Korban Pesach. So the axe, you're not going to be able to use till the 15th, so Mestami will tovel it. Right? If it's Shabbos, though, you have to tovel on Shabbos. But it could be that they were matur. Normally, you can't tovel things, but here, the tzorech, korbanos, or whatever, of that day, you're allowed to tovel it. So he'll wait till Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and tovel it. The Hamidik Tani Sefer, Chol Arba Salios B'Shabbos, Shochet B'Miyad, U'V'Chamishos, or Shochet B'Miyad, what's it called? Sumer says, no, it's talking where, it's talking according to Rabbanan, and it's talking where Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. There's no chagiga. The mele, there's a difference between an axe and a knife. The axe, you have absolutely no reason to use on what's it called, on arbosa, because there is no chagiga. And a chinami, if it would fall done during the week, you'd have a reason to use the axe on the 14th, according to the Rabbanan, to break the bones of the chagiga. We have no raya, according to Ben Tema, one way or the other, because this price goes according to the Rabbanan, and it's talking where Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, Rashi. Chol arbos yos b'Shabbos, shochet, shabo, Erev Pesach b'Shabbos, ve'ein chagiga bo imo, hilkach lo tzrich lo bailen b'arboser. Therefore, what's it called, the person didn't need it to tovel it on the 13th for the sake of Shabbos. He didn't have to tovel it on Friday for Erev Pesach of Shabbos because there's no bones to be broken on the 14th. So he could wait till the 14th to tovel it for the sake of the 15th.